No matter what happens with the debate over funding, Mayor de Blasio is looking to vastly expand pre-kindergarten seats across the city in time for the new school year. Across the Hudson River, several New Jersey cities have experience with rolling out pre-K programs. And as New Jersey Public Radio's Sarah Gonzalez reports, they have some lessons to share.
In New Jersey, the state funds full-day pre-kindergarten for all 3- and 4-year-olds in the 31 lowest-income school districts. They've been doing this since 1998. In Mrs. Angela Johnson's preschool class in Newark, students are popping open film containers and sniffing.
We're working on our senses, the sense of smell, so they're smelling and matching.
It's onions. Onions. Toothpaste. Coffee.
How do you guys know all these smells?
We sniff it.
The entire class at Quitman Street School can write their names. Most are reading and writing full sentences, like Dante.
I'm learning a whole bunch of things, like A, I already know that.
In the first year of Universal Pre-K, New Jersey enrolled 6,000 students. It took the state 15 years to get to its current enrollment, 45,000 preschoolers. This is the first year the state hit that mark. So 15 years to get to 45,000 students. De Blasio has given himself 7 months to enroll 53,000 preschoolers.
I certainly don't want to be anything but supportive of the mayor's objective.
Chris Cerf is the outgoing education commissioner in New Jersey.
But I will tell you, based on our own experience here in the state, that we could not have ramped at that level, and we put our shoulder into this.
Getting all pre-K teachers certified, that alone took 6 years.
You don't want to define success by the number of kids you're serving. You want to define success by the number of kids who are being served well.
For example, preschool kids need to have their own bathrooms, and they need to be inside the classrooms. The rooms can only be on the first or second floors of a building. They need to have natural lighting, space to play. A lot of the existing elementary schools don't meet the requirements, so there isn't enough space. Sandra Rodriguez heads the early childhood education program in Newark. She says the city can't keep up with the demand.
We have 2 areas of the city that if I were to open up a preschool, I'd fill it by close of business.
More than half of pre-K classrooms in the state are hosted by community organizations. And that's a piece of Mayor de Blasio's vision. He's counting on hundreds of community groups to ramp up and offer more pre-K seats. But Ellen Freed, who helped implement Jersey's program, offers this cautionary tale. When you infuse organizations with a lot more money, watch how it gets spent. Freed says providers misused funds in Jersey. Many didn't know how to keep their books.
I'm not kidding you. We had programs that were doing all of their accounting via the ATM machine. These are things you don't expect.
De Blasio wants those who earn more than $500,000 a year to pay under $1,000 to fund pre-K in the city just for the first 5 years. After that, he says preschool will pay for itself. He predicts dropout rates will go down, and so will the number of children going into the juvenile justice system. Now, New Jersey hasn't done a cost analysis of its program, but a study by the National Institutes for Early Education Research found that the number of kids held back went down by 8% when they attended 1 year of preschool. Enrollment in special education dropped, which also saves money.
New sentence, uppercase letter.
At Mount Vernon Elementary School, Regina Wingo is teaching kindergartners how to write complete sentences.
How did I write from
left to right?
Each sentence has what?
A complete thought.
It's the real world. We're learners in here. We're real live learners, and they're ready for it.
But she says she can always tell which students didn't attend pre-K.
Their dialogue is less. They don't speak a lot. They're not used to the classroom setting. When they go to pre-K, I could just jump right in and start teaching just like they've been in school before.
New Jersey was supposed to expand pre-K to the entire state this school year, but the state didn't fund it. That kind of funding surprise is exactly why de Blasio wants to use a dedicated tax to pay for his pre-K program. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Gonzalez.